This is Fresh Air. One of the biggest hits in country music right now is a song called Black Like Me by singer and songwriter Mickey Guyton. Its success is all the more notable because Guyton is a black woman at a time when there are few people of color scoring major country hits. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Guyton's new EP, called Bridges, opens up conversations about race and gender in the context of country music and America in general.
Hey God, it's me. I hate to be a bother, but I could use a minute or two. Yeah, I'm just so heartbroken, disappointed in the way this world is coming unglued. And I can't help but wonder, are you?
Mickey Guyton is a 37-year-old black woman who's been recording country music for over a decade and writing songs within the industry longer than that. But chances are you never heard of her until now because of a hit song she co-wrote called Black Like Me. She co-wrote it over a year ago, the title inspired by her reading of the 1961 book of the same name by John Howard Griffin. But Guyton didn't release it until May of this year when, moved by the murder of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter protests, she posted a version of the song on her Instagram account. It caught the attention of the streaming platform Spotify, which began promoting the song, which now has millions of streams.
Little kid in a small town, I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground when they said I was different. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street, just white painted picket fences far as
in this song, Guyton begins singing in a near whisper. She's confiding in you, or perhaps talking to herself. Then it shifts into a billowing chorus that demonstrates her potency as a vocalist, with a voice that's easily as good as that of Nashville's current queen of bombast, Carrie Underwood. But the crucial part comes 2 minutes into the song, as Guyton reaches out beyond autobiography to something more universal. Or at least universal among black listeners, when she sings, "I'm not the only one who feels like I don't belong." Guyton is talking about the American black experience of feeling like a stranger in one's own land, which is a big idea. And she's also talking about the notion of belonging in country music. She's been made to feel, until now, not worthy of a place within the industry, which is a smaller, more specific idea, and one with enormous pain and power. It's in the way Guyton unites these two notions that gives Black Like Me its electrical charge.
Defenses far as you can see, and if you think we live in a land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like me. Oh, and someday we'll all be free, and I'm proud to be, oh, black like me, and I'm proud to be.
Mickey Guyton's new EP, Bridges, contains a half dozen songs. There's a lovely ballad called Heaven Down Here that I used at the start of this review, and a novelty tune called Rosé, a comical answer to country songs by men about drinking beer and whiskey. More seriously, there's What Are You Gonna Tell Her?, a message song to young women that reminds you that Guyton must always grapple with the double difficulty of race and gender.
She thinks life is fair and God hears every prayer and everyone gets there ever after. She thinks love is love and if you work hard, that's enough. Skin's just skin and it doesn't matter. And that her friend's older brother's gonna keep his hands to himself. And that somebody's gonna believe her when she tells. But what are you gonna tell her when she's wrong? Will you just try and say it's been that way all along? What are you gonna tell her when she figures out that all this time you built her up just so the world could let her down? Yeah, what do you tell her? What are you gonna tell her?
The very middle-of-the-road calmness of much of Guyton's music makes the racist denial of her entry into country music stardom until now all the more starkly obvious. If someone as assiduously by the book, commercially ambitious, and extravagantly talented as Guyton cannot make it in the modern Nashville, what black artist could? There have been a few major black country stars, such as Charlie Pride starting in the 1960s, and Darius Rucker and Kane Brown today. But there have also been scores of black country singers who've broken through only to be quickly cast aside. The industry may be paying attention to her now because of the cultural climate surrounding Black Like Me, but the issues Mickey Guyton is raising, in her songs and in the interviews she's giving, are ones that pose new challenges not just to country music, but to our country itself.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Bridges, a new EP by Mickey Guyton. On tomorrow's show, political meddling in the fight against COVID-19. Politico health reporter Dan Diamond describes efforts by a Donald Trump loyalist to alter weekly reports from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the course of the coronavirus pandemic. The moves prompted harsh criticism from public health experts. I hope you can join us.